time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Adrian Wooldridge, who is Badgett, the columnist for The Economist magazine, as well as the political editor and the author most recently of The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. In Mother Britain terms, this is Oxbridge, and that leads us to the prime minister, the tousle-haired and extremely charismatic figure, Boris Johnson. But we're now facing a global crisis. Afghanistan, the fourth Anglo-Afghan war for Great Britain, is not ending. It's beginning again, with reason to question whether there's going to be stability in the whole of Central Asia. At the same time, a refugee crisis for Europe, now engaged once more in debates about will we repeat 2015's mistakes, and for relations between the United States and NATO. Boris Johnson stands to be the one leader of government in Europe who's going to stand aside from Macron's re-election next year, from the change of leadership in Germany, from all the voices that are still struggling with the pandemic. And so, Adrian, I do not get a sense right now that Boris Johnson is at the center of the unhappy voices. There's so much going on in the television. It's as if he's on the sidelines as a commentator. Does he stand to suffer for this fiasco in Kabul? Is he going to share the blame with the United States and other members who did not see this coming?
Well, he's in a very difficult position because he's very close to the United States. You know, we're a very close ally. We had a lot of servicemen fighting there. He doesn't want to undermine the United States and undermine the relationship with Biden by saying this was a terrible decision. But he's under enormous domestic pressure to be very critical of Biden. So what he's essentially trying to do is to be mildly supportive of Biden in public and to be a bit critical in private, saying we know it's a mess. The government really didn't want to go along with this, but we have to. It's our biggest ally, and we have to. So he's trying to square a very difficult circle there. He also has personal problems in the sense that he's a sort of good time prime minister. He's a person who likes jokes, who likes levity, who likes to make people feel good about themselves. And this is a very serious moment. He's somebody who spent his entire life basically in British politics or in British journalism. He's never served in the armed services, despite, you know, being you know, a very patriotic conservative. He's never been in the armed services. So any voice of criticism that comes from people like Tom Tugendhat is quite difficult for him to counter because they have the fact that they served in the armed services. And he's also got the very difficult problem that his faction of the Conservative Party was essentially a faction that was a bit UKIP-like in the sense that it was very critical of refugees, particularly the huge number of refugees who came in to Europe in 2016. It was very much based on the idea that we put the English first, or the British first, I should say. And now suddenly, there'll be massive pressure to let in lots of refugees. The refugees are coming at the moment. So, as I say, the public opinion on refugees could turn on a dime. It could go from saying we've got to do everything we possibly can to help these people and we have a moral obligation to them, to a position whereby they're saying, well, there are too many of them. They're putting too many demands on the country. They're taking everybody's council house. So he has very, very difficult politics to negotiate. Now he's very good at politics, but this is something that could undo him.
A final note, just 30 seconds. I have not seen a photograph of Mr. Johnson with the arriving refugees from Afghanistan. I don't recall him making a call in Kabul. Is that correct, or is he... has he made a call on British troops in these last years? 30 seconds.
I don't know the answer to either of those questions. I certainly haven't seen in any British newspaper him meeting refugees. And most of what's been done, most of the presentation in this country is more of the mess that Dominic Raab has made
right.
of his relationship with Kabul, not making the right calls at the right time. So he did subcontract that to Dominic Raab, who happened to be on holiday along with the head of most departments that were having anything to do with, because the intelligence was so bad.
Adrian Wooldred is Badgett for The Economist magazine. He's the author of the new book, The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World, and the Meritocrats Are Now Struggling with the Failure and Tragedy in Afghanistan. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this DermaNew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin... should it be a miracle?
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra. Y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-stem toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.